facility. We deployed a sunscreen station outside the first aid, around the concourse, and in the restrooms. So please take advantage of this free service and reapply for the payment. We share your passion. I ask that you avoid the use of profanity. Please be respectful of other fans, players, employees, and umpires. With your help, we'll work to keep daycare ball in a fun, safe, and family-friendly environment. Ladies and gentlemen, the Clear Harbor Threshers are pleased to welcome you to beautiful Bay Care Ballpark, home of Philadelphia Phillies spring training, and the Clearwater Threshers for this farm 18th season. Tonight's Florida Sandling action features your Clearwater Threshers as we play host to the Cincinnati Reds going in the Daytona Tortugas. The Clearwater Threshers are a single-A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies and a proud member of minor league baseball. We invite you to enjoy all the wonderful offerings here at Bay Care Ballpark, and we thank you for your attendance. In order to provide a welcoming experience for all, the Clearwater Threshers have implemented and code of conduct. Out of respect for fellow guests, players, coaches, and ballpark staff, all guests are prohibited from trespassing on the playing field at any time, interfering with baseballs that are in play, throwing or tossing objects, using foul, obscene, or derogatory words or gestures, misusing or over-consuming alcohol, including indirect consumption, behaving in a manner that is disruptive, unruly, or abusive, accessing areas of the ballpark without a proper ticket, pass, or credential, misusing tickets, passes, or credentials in any way, or bringing prohibited items into the ballpark. Derogatory language is defined as offensive language concerning a person's race, ethnicity, gender, religion, disability, age, sexual orientation, or national origin. Anyone using such language is subject to automatic ejection from the ballpark. Violations of any code of conduct will not be tolerated and may lead to ejection from the ballpark, a ban on attending football games, or other consequences. Guests who are found to use derogatory language will be ejected from the ballpark. Guests are encouraged to report violations of any code of conduct to the nearest ballpark staff member. This can be done in person at the nearest guest services location, directly to ballpark security, or by contacting our See Something, Say Something hotline at 727-463-3461.
A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. Fifth, as De La Cruz, a line drive right field. That one's down for a base hit and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in. Ellie on his way to third. He'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona. They've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it. And the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back here to beautiful Clearwater, Florida, and game three of this six-game series featuring your Daytona Tortugas and the homestanding Clearwater Threshers. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up to our 6:30 first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Last night, the Threshers taking game two of this series, evening it up at one game apiece with an 8-4 victory. The Threshers riding a four-run second inning into the win column last night. Jay Allen, the second, reached base five times yesterday. Stole three bases, which tied a career high. First Tortuga to do that since last September when Leo Simonotti did it, and the first Tortuga to do it on the road in over 5 years. He's back in the lineup today. However, Daytona did make a roster move earlier today. Ruben Ibarra, who hit a pair of home runs in the opening game of this series, placed on the seven-day IL retroactive to yesterday with a right leg infection, is in good spirits, says he's feeling better than he did a day ago, but will be out of the lineup for the remainder of this series. Daytona will play with one less than the full active roster at 29, at least for tonight. It'll be Javier Rivera on the mound, making his third start of the season, 1-1 record, a 3.32 ERA, did not factor into the decision out of the bullpen in his last outing, and Gene Cabrera will make his season debut for the Phillies affiliate. He was the Phillies' Paul Owens Pitcher of the Year Award winner in the farm system for Philadelphia last year. So Cabrera makes his FSL debut against Javi Rivera here on this Thursday night. We'll take a break when we come back. A little bit earlier in this week, we had a chance to sit down with one of the de facto closers for Daytona. That is the right-hander, Dennis Boatman. You'll hear from him. We'll also get you starting lineups in first pitch. You're listening to the Tortugas Radio Network and the pregame show.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the Tortugas relief aces. That is the right-hander, Dennis Boatman. Dennis, first and foremost, welcome back down here to Daytona Beach. Awesome start to your second pro season here. What's it been like for you the first month plus of the season?
It's been pretty fun. First off, thanks for having me on. Last year I was in Arizona for the rookie league after getting drafted, so this has been my first experience outside of there, and it's been great. Playing at all the big league spring training facilities out here in Florida, they've just been phenomenal. You know, the quality of the fields, the quality of the stadium, it's just been a great experience.
You have a great group of teammates here in Daytona Beach. It seems like everyone really gets along with one another, the players, the coaches, the support staff. How has that made your first full season in pro ball that much better?
It's been great. Yeah, right when I showed up, you know, meeting all the coaches and seeing what guys are going to be on the team, I thought, you know, this is going to be a good group of guys. We all get along, all make each other laugh. So it's been good. You know, we had some good games where we can celebrate, some bad games where we can learn from. But, you know, each and every day has come out with these guys. It's just been good. You guys have lost a lot of tough games, especially in the first couple weeks of the season. But no matter what happened, it seems you guys were really good at being able to put what happened in the past behind you and focus on the game ahead and not let any of the negative stuff affect how you carry yourselves on or off the field. What do you think that says about you and your teammates that you guys have been so good at being able to, you know, put whatever bad things have happened behind and get ready for what's good ahead?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think having some older guys on the team helps with that a lot. You know, we have a lot of, younger high school draft and younger international signs on the team, but we also have some older college guys who've had that experience of, you know, being on really good teams and being on really bad teams and kind of knowing what to do after those bad games. So I think us older guys being around the younger guys kind of helps the group, you know, come back from tough games and tough series.
You're off to a fantastic start in your first full pro season. You've led the team in saves. You're towards the top of the league leading saves so far. Been trusted in a lot of late game close situations. What does that mean to you to know that Todd and Gookie and the staff trust you and wants you out there to close out games and in tight situations down the stretch?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, it helps with my confidence knowing that the coaches have confidence in me. And it definitely took some getting used to. It's a new role for me. I was a starter in high school, in college, even a little bit last year when I first got drafted. So coming out of the bullpen was something new that I had to learn. Seems like I picked up on it pretty quickly. I really enjoy, you know, that back end, like tight game, big adrenaline boost when you get your name called in the bullpen. Like, so it took a little bit of getting used to, but I really enjoy it.
It's a big difference between being a starter and being a reliever in terms of just mentality and how you prepare. Was there anybody you reached out to when you were told you were going to be pitching in the bullpen, at least to start the season, for advice and how to handle it both physically and mentally?
Yeah, Casey Weathers. He's currently one of our pitching coordinators. Last year, he was a rehab coach down in Arizona, and he was actually the bullpen coach for the ACL team that I was on. You know, so sitting in the bullpen with him every game last year, I'd ask him, you know, what, because he played, I think it was like 9 or 10 years in the minors out of the bullpen. So he had quite the experience, you know, of being a closer, being a long relief, you know. So I was able to ask him a lot last year and kind of learn that transition from being a starter to, you know, being a bullpen guy.
Now, you said you were a starter during your high school and college days, drafted last year by the Reds out of Sacramento City College. What was it like when you finally got the phone call from the Reds saying, hey, we're going to take you in the draft, and, you know, realize all the hard work you've put in over the last number of years was going to come to fruition and you're going to be a pro ball player?
Yeah, that was one of the best experiences of my life that day. You know, draft day comes, you don't really know where you're going to go. So the 3 days that the draft lasted, you know, there were some long days. Day two goes by, then they get picked. You know, day three, which is rounds 11 to 20, you know, first six rounds went by and I hear my name and I was getting a little bit worried, you know, because we're getting towards the back end. So, you know, finally hearing my name called in the 17th round, I remember I was with my parents and my friend and my friend's mom. And yeah, I still have a vivid memory of that day. When I heard my name called over the TV, you know, it was just a great experience. I'll never forget.
You've made some great experiences here at Daytona Beach so far as well. League-wide off days on Monday, and you and your teammates have done a really good job at finding great little things to do. I saw a couple weeks ago you, Tanner Cooper, I believe Hunter Parks, and somebody else out there as well. Brett Lockwood also out there golfing at Bay Hill, Arnold Palmer's golf course, just right around the Orlando area. How much fun was that, and how cool was it getting a chance to do that with your teammates with some downtime?
Yeah, that was one of the coolest experiences of my life. That was like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Hunter Parks, his mom has a connection into golf, and she was able to give him a birthday present, you know, around at Bay Hill. And he luckily invited me and a couple other guys out, and that was so fun to be out there, experience that just high quality golf course, all the crazy tournaments that have gone on there over the years, you know, like Tiger Woods, all his wins he has out there, Bryson DeChambeau. You know, I'm a big golf fan, so that was just a once in a lifetime opportunity that I'll never forget.
So what's been more fun so far this season, getting to share the golf course, the same course as so many favorite golfers have played on, or share the mound that so many of your favorite pitchers have pitched on here so far in this season?
I think that they've both been absolutely phenomenal for me, but, you know,
Baseball is, you know, it's my dream. But golf's also super fun. So I don't know. It's hard to compare the two, but they've both just been great.
A lot of great baseball players also have a big passion for golf, so no surprise there. One final question for you, Dennis. And as someone who grows a beard himself but can't maintain it as well, when did you start growing out the beard and the hair? Because I saw your UCLA headshot, and you were still clean-shaven back in the day. So when did this start, and how do you maintain such a beautiful beard and hair? And how can I learn from you?
Yeah, so it wasn't until recently when I grew out the hair and grew out the beard, because my first 3 years in college at UCLA and at Sac City, we had to be clean-shaven. So I didn't start growing out the beard until I got drafted, actually, last year. And I guess I just got lucky with genetics. I mean, I don't do too much to it. I've gotten it shaped up at the barber once. But yeah, not too much maintenance done to it. I guess I just lucked out with how it looks.
I guess I'm going to have to follow your lead somehow, some way, over the course of the rest of the summer. Dennis, thank you so much for the time, for joining us. Congratulations on all your success. Best of luck the rest of the way. We'll be talking to you.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Big thanks to Dennis Boatman for joining us on the pregame show. When we come back, we'll get you starting lineups and first pitch. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Are puppies okay? Is a shooting star okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You
will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
Welcome back out here to Bay Care Ballpark on this Thursday night. National Anthem has been sung, and that means it's time to meet tonight's starting lineups as the Threshers get ready on the field. First for your Daytona Tortugas, put together by the birthday boy, manager Gookie Dawkins, celebrating his birthday here on this Thursday. Gus Steiger leads off at shortstop. Austin Hendrick back in the lineup today and right after having yesterday off. Jay Allen, the second, is in center field, batting third. Jamal O'Gwynn DHs and cleans up. Michelle Triana at first base hits fifth. Blake Dunn had a couple of base hits last night. He'll bat sixth in left field. Braylon Minier will bat seventh at third base, making his first start with the Tortugas. Wilford Astudillo behind the plate, and Rainey Reyes bats ninth at second base. As for the Threshers, their starting lineup, put together by their veteran manager, Marty Malloy. Kendall Simmons leads off at third. Yoswar Garcia, center fielder, bats second. Hao Yu Lee is at shortstop, batting third. Yadiel Sanchez in right field cleans up. Marcus Lee Sang head off last night. He'll bat fifth in left. Arturo De Freitas had a triple last night. He'll bat sixth and be behind the plate. Anthony Kurion will bat seventh and be at first base. Jamari Baylor, the DH, or rather second baseman tonight, hitting eighth, was the DH last night, and Alexis Aswahe will be the DH. He hits ninth. On the mound for the Threshers tonight, making his FSL debut, is the right-hander Gene Cabrera. Turned 20 years old back in October, standing at 6'1", 160 pounds from Maracay, Venezuela. Last year in the Dominican Summer League for the Phillies white team, made 13 starts, 3-2 record, a 1.54 ERA, 34 hits, in 52 and two-thirds innings, walked 10 and struck out 61. Gus Steiger will lead things off for Daytona here on this Thursday night. Righty from the first base side of the mound winds our first pitch of the game. Is a called strike on the automated system. We are underway at 6:31 Eastern Time. Steiger had a base hit last night, hitting 290 in 27 games, the 1-0. And that one down and away, it is 1-1. Steiger, 8 extra base hits, no homers, 11 RBIs on the year. The righty's 1-1. And Steiger out in front of an off-speed pitch. And the count 1-2. Steiger had a couple stolen bases last night. Now up to 10 on the year. Also scored a couple of runs. The 1-2 pitch. On the outside corner, Steiger down looking. And Cabrera picks up a strikeout to begin his Thresher career. On the outside edge. And Steiger down looking. One away for Austin Hendrick. Hendrick had off last night, hitting at 237 in 26 games. 10 extra base hits, 6 homers, and a team-high 17 RBI. Get you the defensive alignment for the Threshers in a moment. First, the initial pitch to Hendrick. Misses off the inside corner. It is 1-0. Left to right in the outfield for Clearwater tonight, Marcus Lee-Sang, Yoswar Garcia, and Yadiel Sanchez. The 1-0. And Hendrick off the hands, popped in the air in the infield. Who's calling for it? The shortstop, Lee, waved off by the second baseman, Baylor. And on the back of the infield dirt, makes the catch for the second out. Two up, two down in the top half of this first inning. And now the center fielder, Jay Allen, the second. Allen reached base all five times last night. 2-for-2, 3 walks, 3 stolen bases. 2-for-5 in this series, hitting 258 in 26 games. 8 extra base hits, 2 homers, 13 RBIs. First pitch from Cabrera. Fastball strike down and away, 0-1. Third to first around the infield, Kendall Simmons, Hau-Yu Lee, Jamari Baylor, and Anthony Kurian. With Arturo De Freitas doing the catching behind the plate as Allen swings through a high fastball, it's 0-2. Cabrera looking for a 1-2-3 inning in his first frame in full season ball. Righty rocks and delivers, and Allen takes one high. Cabrera thought it was strike three, and it's 1-2. Cabrera named the Paul Owens Award winner for the top pitching prospect in the Philly system last year as Allen spoils one back into the second level. And it remains a ball and two strikes. And it crushed somebody's beer can. Somebody was holding it in his right hand and came up close to him and squeezed it too hard. Another one fouled back. This one off the netting. It remains 1-2. A couple of folks having a laugh up there. Bases empty, 2 out. Top of the first, no score. American flag blowing from left to right. The pitch, and Allen takes low. And it's even at 2-2. Another beautiful day here in Clearwater. Some clouds rolling in. A little more overcast today than it had been the last couple of days. But still another nice sunny evening as Allen strikes out on the high fastball to end the inning. 93 up in the zone. And Cabrera strikes out a pair in a perfect first inning in his Clearwater debut. Head of the bottom of the first, Tortugas nothing. Here come the Threshers on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown.
See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Javi Rivera on the mound for Daytona tonight. Another quick run through a Clearwater's lineup. Simmons, Garcia, and Lee. Sanchez, Lee Sang, and DeFreitas, the heart of the order. And Kurion, Baylor, and Azuaje making up 7, 8, and 9. Kendall Simmons to lead off here in the bottom of the first inning. Righty against righty. And Rivera's first pitch, a called strike at the chest. It is 0-1. Simmons coming into the day, hitting at 233 in 16 games. As that one down and away, 1-1. 10 extra base hits, 4 homers, 14 batted in. Rivera works from the extreme first base side of the mound. And the righty's 1-1 in the dirt. And the count 2-1. Rivera, 6 feet tall, 197 pounds, 22 years old, from St. Cloud, Florida. The 2-1. And Simmons swings through a high fastball. 91 on the gun, 2-2. Rivera, the Reds' 20th round pick last year out of Florida Atlantic University, the 2-2. And this one hit on the ground to short. Steiger to his right. Tough scoop. High throw to first. Pulls Triana off the bag. And safe at first is Simmons. Took a little bit of a tricky short hop on Steiger going to his right. We'll see how they rule that one. It will be an error against the Tortugas. 85-mile-an-hour throw by Steiger across the diamond, but a little bit too high. So Clearwater has the leadoff man aboard for Yoswar Garcia. Third error on Steiger, and there's a called strike after showing bunt. It is 0-1. Garcia had a 3-run triple in the second inning last night that broke the game open. Righty batter against the righty pitcher. And Rivera from the stretch, and this one fouled between the legs of Astudillo. May have caught a piece of his thigh on the way by. And he'll walk it off at 0-2. Garcia hitting at 217 in 22 games. 18 for 83. 6 extra base hits, a homer, and 12 RBIs. Rivera making his 6th appearance and 3rd start for Daytona tonight. 1-1 record, a 3.32 ERA. Rest that glove on the front left-hand side of his chest as he gets the sign. The 0-2 pitch, and this one popped in the air left side of the infield. Meunier is there, and with one hand makes the catch over by his left shoulder for the first out of the first inning. So 1-on, 1 away. And now the shortstop, Hao Yu Lee. Lee, 287 average on the season. 6 extra base hits, a homer, and a team-high 17 RBIs. Rivera, 15 hits allowed in 19 innings coming into tonight, just 3 walks and 25 strikeouts. As there is a fastball strike down and away at 91, it's 0-1. Defensive alignment behind Rivera tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Blake Dunn, Jay Allen the second, and Austin Hendrick. Throw back to first, and just able to get back ahead of the tag from Triana is Simmons. Nice move there from Javi. Third to first around the infield for Daytona tonight. Braylon Meunier getting the start at third base. Gus Steiger, Rainey Reyes, and Michelle Triana with Wilford Astudillo behind the plate as this one ripped down the left field line for a base hit. Over to try and cut it off is done. Simmons runs well. He'll pick it up off the base of the wall. Malloy's going to wave him around. Steiger's relay throw to the plate is unable to be handled by Astudillo. And advancing a third on the throw is the base runner, Lee. It's an RBI double for Hauyu Lee. His fifth double, his 18th RBI. And Clearwater strikes first. They've got a 1-0 first inning lead. Accurate throw by Steiger, but Astudillo couldn't handle it. I don't know if they would have gotten the runner anyway. But Lee hitting it into a perfect spot down the left field line. And the Threshers have struck first, much like they did in the opening game on Tuesday. Infield in for Yadiel Sanchez. Batting from the left-hand side, and the first pitch is high for ball one. Sanchez up to 250 on the year in 23 games. Seven extra base hits, three homers, and 12 RBIs. Made a solo home run in the fifth inning last night. The 1-0. And this one fouled back in our direction. Thank God for the netting, as that one was probably ticketed right between my eyes. And the count is 1-1. Infield in for Daytona, with Lee the runner at third. The 1-1 from Javi. And this one fought off the hands, third base side, and Meniere will watch it land in the seats. It is 1-2. Rivera. Last time out of the bullpen against Jupiter. That was on Friday. Gave up two runs on four hits in four innings. No walks in six Ks as this one fouled back in our direction again and off the facing of our booth to the top. And back down onto the lower level. It remains at 1-2. Rivera sets just above the belt. Another 1-2 pitch, and Sanchez lays off the high fastball. Count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rivera, no walks. 6 strikeouts in that game. Did hit a batter and induced a double play. 54 pitches and 43 strikes. Rounded up to 80% as this one reached for on the ground. Diving play by Triana to his right. No one's over to cover the bag until Rivera somehow flies over there and the nick of time to win the race against Sanchez for the out. Scoring from third is Lee, giving Clearwater a 2-0 lead. RBI number 13 for Sanchez. But Triana with a great diving play to his right, similar to the play he made in the ninth inning on Tuesday. Rivera late to get over, but able to get there in the nick of time as Lee Seng takes high for ball one. Lee Seng had off last night. Left-handed batter hitting at 270, and he takes a called strike. It is 1-1. Seng, 6 extra base hits, a homer and 10 batted in. And the righty fires this one off the end of the bat to second. Charging in Reyes, underhand flip to Triana. In time to end the inning. But the Threshers pick up a couple of runs on one hit and error, and nobody left at the end of one inning of play. Clearwater 2 and Daytona nothing on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave and Buster's is all.
Your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, May 17th for a matchup with the Dunedin Blue Jays. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night, presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. We get Zany on May 18th for a Wacky Wednesday and Mustache Appreciation Night. It's also a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 19th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Margaritaville Night of the Year on Friday, May 20th. The first 1,000 fans will get a Hawaiian t-shirt giveaway. There'll be a happy hour at the bars, and players and coaches will don special uniforms that'll be auctioned off throughout the weekend. We pay homage to the brave men and women who serve our country on Saturday, May 21st with Armed Forces Night. Bring your four-legged friend with Jack as well for another Bark in the Park night. We wrap up the 6-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream and Martial Arts Night. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's
top of the second inning. Gene Cabrera back to work for Clearwater. Fans need to get your group to their big event, then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Jamal O'Gwin, Michel Triana, Blake Dunn. The three due up in the top half of the second. Another ball getting loose from the berm out there in left center. Yoswar Garcia going to pick it up off the warning track. And I didn't see him flip it onto the fan. I don't know what that was. Didn't look exactly like a baseball. Might have been trash. Either way, Jamal O'Gwin will step in. O'Gwin had an RBI base hit in the ninth inning last night. That is one knock in that ball game. And the first pitch for Jamal here in the second is a called strike, 0-1. O'Gwin hitting at 240 in 16 games. 12 for 50, two doubles, no homers, six RBIs. Righty's 0-1, and O'Gwin a hard ground ball to the right side. To his left, Baylor onto the outfield grass. And the throw on to first in time for the first out. One up, one down in the second inning. Now Michel Triana. Triana 1-for-5 last night. Struck out four times, but did have a 103-mile-an-hour single off the right field wall to drive in a run. Triana hitting a .188 in 26 games, 19 for 101. Five extra base hits, a homer, 13 RBIs. First pitch to Michel. And that one across at the letters. It is 0-1. Right now in Clearwater, sun shining. Blue skies more off towards the first base side. Some clouds hanging out beyond left, way up in the stratosphere as Triana out in front of the off-speed. Actually, 92-mile-an-hour fastball down. Good downward movement. It is 0-2. Cabrera and resting in that bright red mitt. And he deals high. It is 1-2. 80 degrees right now here at Clearwater. Real feel at 79 according to AccuWeather. 10-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the northwest. As Triana takes down and away, it's 2-2. American flag, Threshers flag, Florida State flag at half staff out there in right center field. Whipping sharply towards the right field pole. Now the 2-2. Triana out in front, strike three. 80 miles an hour down on the curveball from Sanchez. Rather, Cabrera, excuse me. Third strikeout tonight for him. Five up, five down to start his FSL career. And now the left fielder, Blake Dunn. Dunn last night made his season debut. 2-for-4 in that ball game with a double and a run score. Righty against righty. And Dunn tried to hold up his swing, could not. And the count 0-1. Clearwater wearing the alternate reds again today. Curled blue shark logo on the front left-hand side of the chest. Blue numerals on the back. White border, black drop shadow. The 0-1. And Dunn takes high. It is 1-1. Bases empty. Two out. Top of the second. 2-0 Clearwater. Righty rocks now the 1-1. And Dunn off the hands, out of play. Out of the stadium to the first base side, actually onto the roof. It is 1-2. Red pinstripe, white pants down to the ankles for Cabrera. Red cleats matching his jersey and cap. The 1-2. And done another foul ball back behind home plate. Red cap, red bill, that same blue curled shark logo on the front. Cabrera's red mitt matching the jersey, cap, and cleats as Dunn taps one up the third base line. Remains alive in the count. Dunn last year, 286 average between the ACL and Daytona. Two extra base hits, a homer, and five RBIs. His only career home run was a grand slam at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. A 1-2 pitch. Dunn tries to hold up. Ball gets away from the catcher towards the third base dugout. To Freitas, sliding stop, throw to first. Backhanded pick by the first baseman, Kerryon, towards the second base side of the pillow. And he is thrown out 2-3 on the drop third strike to end the inning. So a 1-2-3 inning again for Cabrera. He has struck out four of the first six batters he's faced tonight. For the bottom of the second inning, Clearwater a 2-0 lead on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
6-7-8, 2 up for Clearwater. Bottom of the second inning, they have a 2-0 lead on this Thursday night. Arturo De Freitas to lead off, and the first pitch fouled off the legs of the catcher, Astudillo. And the count 0-1. And a tough start for Astudillo in terms of foul balls. Got one off his thigh in the first inning, and that one off his leg here to start the second. De Freitas had a couple of base hits last night for Clearwater. Comes into the day hitting at 295. That leads the team. 6 extra base hits, 2 homers, 4 RBIs for the right-handed swinging catcher. The 0-1. And a swing through a high fastball. And the count quickly 0-2. Daytona tonight, road gray uniforms. Daytona arched across the chest in green. The 0-2. And that one sails high. 1-2. Green numerals front and back, powder blue border. Green and blue piping around the collar, down the front of the jersey, the 1-2 pitch. And he got him swinging. Off speed, elevated, 75 on the gun. And Rivera picks up his first strikeout of the night. One away in the second inning. And now the first baseman, Anthony Kirion. Kirion had off last night. Played first base in the opener on Tuesday. 8-46 at the plate. That's a 174 average. A double, no homers, 2 RBIs. And the first pitch from Rivera, a curveball that slips. And over the back of Kirion to the backstop, it is 1-0. Rivera, those gray pants, all the way down to his ankles. Righty kicks, now comes home. And Kirion sends it out of play to the right-hand side. And the count 1-1. Rivera sporting the white and black Adidas cleats dug into the stadium mound. As Kirion takes down and in, it's 2-1. Green caps, green bills for Daytona tonight. White block D logo on the front. Sheldon through the middle, wielding a bat. Shadows creeping in from behind home plate. Third base side and left field. 2-1. And Kirion back to the screen. And it's 2-2. Rivera did not pitch last year after being drafted by the Reds. Now the 2-2. And that one sweeps down and away. Nice sliding stop by Astudillo to his right. It's a full count. Rivera, with 78 and a third innings at FAU last year. Transferred there after spending a couple of years at Indian River State College in Fort Pierce, Jay Allen's hometown. As this one driven out to left center field. Back into his right. Allen, he can't get there. It's one hop off the warning track. Blake Dunn over there to help out. He fields and fires in. Cut off by the shortstop, Steiger. Anthony Kirion with his second double and second extra base hit of the year. And the Threshers with a man in scoring position and one out. Didn't quite hit it hard enough and far enough to get it up and out of the ballpark. 95 miles an hour off the bat. Out there to left center field. Allen covered a lot of distance. According to the StatCast, over or just under 29 feet per second. Exceptional on the percentile scale. Couldn't quite get there in time as Baylor fouls it over the netting. Off the facing of the luxury level and back into the seating bowl, it's 0-1. Baylor got the start as the DH last night. Had an RBI base hit, hitting a .143 in 17 games. 7 for 49, 3 extra base hits, a homer, and 6 RBIs. The 0-1. This one foul. Back behind home plate, 0-2. Had the hardest ball in last night's game hit. According to StatCast, that was the line drive that Stephen Layton couldn't hang on a fielder's choice. Hit at 104 miles an hour. The 0-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Elevated fastball at 93, and Rivera gets him on 3 pitches. Second strikeout for Javi. 2 away in the second inning. Now the DH, Alexis Azuaje. Azuaje had off last night as well. 258 average. 18 games, 4 doubles, no homers, 5 RBIs. Rivera stares off towards third base, now comes home. And Azuaje chases the bouncing curveball. It is 0-1. Well, Rivera wasn't a pitcher until his college days. Played a lot of third base at Freedom High School in Orlando. And as we've said before, was not initially receptive to the idea of being a pitcher as Rivera steps off. It wasn't until someone got into his ear and said, hey, this might be your best ticket to becoming a professional ball player, when Javi really started to digest that information and start to work at it. As this one, a hard line drive over the leaping glove, and Steiger, a base hit. Here comes the runner to the plate. O'Gwynn comes up firing. That one not in time. Astudillo now has the runner caught between first and second. Throws to second. Reyes back to first. Triana chasing him there. Now flips overhand, and Steiger going to chase him down and slap the tag on his back as he tried to curl back to first to end the inning. So an RBI base hit by Alexis Azuaje, his 6th RBI of the year. But he is thrown out between first and second to end the inning. Clearwater picks up a run on 2 hits. And nobody left with the out on the bases after 2 innings of play. 3-0 Threshers on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card, and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Seven, eight, and nine due up for Daytona as we move to the third inning here on this Thursday night. Threshers a 3-0 lead. Braylon Meniere, Wilfred Astudillo, Rainey Reyes. The three due up. Meniere struck out pitch hitting for Rainey Reyes in his debut last night in the ninth inning. And the first pitch he sees in his first start is high for ball one. Meniere, just 18 years old, now the youngest man on this Daytona roster. Will turn 19 next month. The 1-0, and this one reached four, foul back to the left. And the count 1-1. Meniere played his first pro season last year in the Arizona Complex League. Hit 255, 14 extra base hits, 3 homers, 26 batted in as he takes the breaking ball inside. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Meunier signing just under $2 million out of the Dominican in 2019. 2-1, and that one chased down and away. And the count 2-2, he was the highest profile signing money-wise for the Reds in that international signing period. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Cabrera, and he got him on the high fastball. Elevated at 93, third straight strikeout for Cabrera. He has whiffed 5 tonight in his debut. And now the catcher, Wilfred Astudillo. Tortuguita played in the opener on Tuesday, 2-for-4 with a run scored. 3-4 his last 8, joined Daytona's roster from the Complex League back on the 26th of April. Switch hitter batting left-handed in the first pitch, a line drive center field. A step back for Garcia, now in a couple steps. Has to lunge for it, but makes the catch on the line drive for the second out. So Astudillo hits it hard, but an atom ball right at Garcia. And there are 2 out for the 9-hitter Rainey Reyes. 98 miles an hour on that line drive off the bat of Wilfred. Reyes, right-handed batter. Enters play today on a team current high, 8-game on base streak. Righty offers to the plate. And Reyes takes off the outside corner. It is 1-0. Reyes hitting at a buck 64 in 21 games. 10 for 61, a double, no homers, 2 RBIs. And Reyes has to hop out of the way, bring his hands in to avoid getting hit by that fastball at 92. And it's 2 balls and 0 strikes. Dimensions here at BayCare Ballpark. 329 down the left field line as Reyes pops it in the air right side. This one will get into the seats about 10 rows back. It is 2-1. 401 to dead center, 330 down the right field line. Taller fence immediately down the right field line, maybe about 20 feet or so in height, about 11 to 12 foot fences from that jetty all the way out to the left field bullpen as Reyes a tapper past the mound towards the third base side. Actually, Cabrera barehands it, throw to first, and a backhanded scoop by Kurian for the out to end the inning. Cabrera with great reflexes off the mound thought that one was going to get by him and be a play for the third baseman Simmons, but somehow able to make the barehanded pick and the throw on to first to complete his third straight 1-2-3 inning. We head to the bottom of the third. Top of the lineup due up for Clearwater. They have a 3-0 lead.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugues box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the third inning. Top of the lineup due up for Clearwater. Simmons, Garcia, and Lee. Javi Rivera back to work, and his first pitch down and away for ball one. Just past the top of the 7 o'clock hour here in the East. Justin Rock with you on the Tortugas Radio Network, the 1-0. And Simmons takes outside 2-0. Simmons reached on the throwing error by Steiger in the first. Came around to score. That's why only one of the three runs Rivera has allowed has been earned. This one, a skyscraping pop-up back behind second. Steiger on the outfield grass and reaches back over his head to make the catch for the first out of the third inning. One away. Now it is Yoswar Garcia. Popped up to third, his first time 0-for-1 tonight. Baseball America came out with new updated rankings in the Eastern Divisions for their prospects. Entering today is this one, a hard ground ball and a bounce to Meunier at third. And on the infield grass, throws a little bit into the base path, but Triana able to get his glove there and back in time for the second out. Two away. Now the shortstop, Hao Yu Lee. 98 miles an hour off the bat on that ground ball, by the way, by Garcia. Lee, RBI double down the left field line, his first time up. Came around to score on the Sanchez ground out. Righty curls and fires, and that one off the inside corner. It is 1-0. Lee, another prospect for Clearwater. That one fouled back off the hands. It's 1-1. Lee, now the number 19 prospect in the Phillies organization, according to Baseball America, out of Taiwan in his second full pro season. And that one high, it is 2-1. Signed with the Phillies last June, quickly came over, played in the FCL last season as the righty misses high. Or maybe not. Called a strike on the automated system. And the count 2-2. Looked a little bit up on the little monitor we've got. 2-2 pitch, and Lee, a line drive, reached for one up over the shoulders, but right at Steiger, and he makes the catch right above his chest, and Rivera has his first 1-2-3 inning of the night. Clearwater goes in order on just 9 pitches at the end of 3. 3-0 in favor of Clearwater on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month. During the Tortugas 2022 campaign, we'll conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Gus Steiger, top of Daytona's lineup, leading off against Gene Cabrera, top of the fourth inning. Clearwater a 3-0 lead. And Gus Steiger takes high for ball one. Steiger struck out his first time up. Second time through the lineup for the young 20-year-old. The 1-0. And Steiger takes a strike on the inner half. It's 1-1. Gus comes into play today with a base hit in 15 of his last 18 games. 1-1. Steiger checks his swing. He went, says the home plate umpire. Tonight, that is Caleb Martin, Matt Watkowski on the bases. 1-2 on the Daytona shortstop, and that breaking ball misses high. And it's even at 2-2. Steiger, dating back to April the 20th, tied with the Mets' Alex Ramirez with a league lead in hits and second in batting averages. This one hit on the ground, off the hands, behind third. Tough play for Simmons on a backhand, off-balance throw. Not in time. Make that 16 of his last 19 games with a base hit. And Steiger aboard with the leadoff single. First hit of the night for the Tortugas. Good effort by Simmons behind the bag. But with Gus's speed, no chance to get him, hustling up the line. And now the right fielder, Austin Hendrick. Hendrick popped up to second his first time. 0 for 1 tonight, was 1 for 5 with an RBI in the series opener on Tuesday. Righty against the lefty, shadows creeping in more now. As that pitch up above the shoulders, it is 1-0. Lights have flickered on here at the stadium. No effect just yet. Almost all of left field covered in the shadows. Stretching out across the pitcher's mound towards first base as Hendrick drives one in the air to left. Back goes Lee Sang to the warning track, turning around and makes the catch on the warning track for the first out. Steiger was three quarters of the way to second and scampers back to first. Hendrick, good power to the opposite field, but couldn't quite muscle it out of the ballpark. One on, one out. And now the center fielder, Jay Allen, the second. Struck out his first time. Reached base five times last night. Now with 15 stolen bases on the year after the three swipes he had yesterday. As this one, a bunt laid down first base side as well. Cabrera, barehand throw to first into the baseline and somehow able to hold onto that ball and prevent his arm from being yanked out of its socket is Kurion. And Allen out at first. Nice idea. But Cabrera again fielding his position well with a barehanded play. Made it a nice play to end last inning to his right, this time in it to his left. And now a man at second and two out for Jamal O'Gwin. Hard ground ball to second his first time up. 0 for 1 tonight. Roddy fires and O'Gwin takes high. It is 1-0. Mentioned earlier, Ruben Ibarra placed on the IL earlier today. Retro to yesterday, 1-0. And O'Gwin takes low, 2-0. Placed on the injured list with a right leg infection. As we said on the pregame show, saw him earlier today, said he's feeling much better than he did a day ago. But will be out of the lineup for the remainder of this series. 2-0 pitch, and O'Gwin off the facing of the upper deck and back down in the lower seating bowl. It's 2-1. So Triano will get a lot of starts at first base with Ibarra out of the lineup. O'Gwin has played only in the outfield this year but does have some corner infield experience in his college and amateur days. The 2-1. Below the knees, it is 3-1. We obviously wish Ruben well and hope he returns to the lineup as soon as he can. Steiger leads off his second base, two out, a 3-0 Clearwater lead, the 3-1. And O'Gwin, a hard line drive. Will it stay fair? Yes, it will. One hop and rolls to the wall. Steiger scores from second easily. Jamal on his way to second. He's there standing with an RBI double. O'Gwin is seventh RBI of the season. And Daytona's on the board. It is 3-1 in the top of the fourth. 101.5 miles an hour off the bat. On the ringing line drive by J.O.G. O'Gwin continues a strong start to his pro career. His third double, seventh RBI, and now the tying run at the plate in Michel Triana. Struck out swinging against Cabrera in the second. And the first pitch he sees here in the fourth is high for ball one. Triana, signed out of Cuba, 2019, spent last year in Daytona before missing the last couple of months with a left thumb sprain. As Triana out in front there, off speed, it is 1-1. And it's second, a run in. Two out, top of the fourth. On this Thursday evening here on the west coast of the Sunshine State, the 1-1. And Triana fouls it back Batting behind the plate, it ricochets off of. It is 1-2. Triana making his 10th start of the year at first base tonight. Played some good D there in this series. O'Gwynn takes his lead. Cabrera a look, now the pitch. And Triana swings through a high fastball to end the inning. Actually 85 up there from Cabrera. Took something off. And he picks up the strikeout to end the inning. But Daytona on the board, a run on two hits. And one man left at the end of 3.5. Clearwater 3, Daytona 1 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Yadiel Sanchez to lead off for Clearwater, bottom of the fourth, swinging and missing at the first pitch. It's 0-1. RBI ground out for him his first time up, and he now takes a strike at the knees. It is 0-2. Sanchez, Lee Sang, and DeFreitas are the lineup due up for Clearwater in the inning as this one off the hands. Back towards us. And the count is still 0-2. Daytona a run on two hits, one error. They have left one tonight. Clearwater 3 runs, 3 hits, no errors, nobody left as Sanchez lays off the high heat. It is 1-2. Bright blue batting gloves. Waggling that bat behind his red helmet. And Rivera misses in the dirt. It is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Take a look around the FSL here in this fourth inning. About a quarter past 7 here on this Thursday night. 2-2 on the leadoff man. Rivera rocks and comes home. And that one misses down and away. Astudillo wanted it. Can't get the call. It's a full count. One game impacted by weather. That one down in Fort Myers. A delayed start there due to rain. The payoff pitch, and Sanchez grabs enough to stay alive. Carlos Guarate will start for the Cardinals. Pearson Old will start for the Mighty Muscles. If and when that game's get underway, the 3-2 pitch got him swinging. Foul tip into the glove of Astudillo. Punched him out on the 92-mile-an-hour fastball. And Rivera has another strikeout. For Javi, that his third K tonight. And now the left fielder, Marcus Lee Sang. Rounded out to the right side, his first time up. And the first pitch heater from Rivera in for a strike. It is 0-1. Everything else in the league right now in progress is this one reached for and lined into right field to the left of Reyes for a one-out single. First base hit of the series for Lee Sang. And the Threshers have a one-out base runner in the fourth. Ends the streak. 4 in a row retired by Rivera. And now the catcher Arturo DeFreitas. DeFreitas struck out his first time, 0 for 1 tonight. Runner takes his leadoff first. Rivera comes home. And that fastball sails high. It is 1-0. Top of the sixth in St. Lucie. Mets a 1-0 lead on the Flying Tigers. Mets a league-best 19-10 record coming into play today. A 1-0 from Javi. And that one high as well. It is 2-0. Alex Ramirez, an RBI base hit in that ball game. Calvin Ziegler has struck out 8 for the Mets. Lakeland into their bullpen as they play on. The 2-0. There's a fastball strike. 91 towards the outer half. It's 2-1. Bottom of the fourth in Dunedin. Tampa Tarpons and the Blue Jays tied at 1. Francisco Fajardo, a solo home run, his second for the Blue Jays. Runner goes. Pitch outside. The throw from the knees of Astudillo, and they got him. A great right-handed throw by Wilford Astudillo. And that's the first time a base runner has been caught by either team in this series. Count 3-1 on DeFreitas. But Lee Sang gunned down 2-4 for the second out here in the fourth inning. For Astudillo, not the third man he's caught stealing this season. A 3-1. And this one skied in the air. Shallow right. Out is Reyes. In is Hendrick. Hendrick calling for it. And with the glasses on, makes the catch by the bill of his cap before firing on to his center fielder, Allen, to end the inning. So Clearwater gets a one-out base hit, but the caught stealing by Astudillo forces Rivera to face the minimum. Through four innings, 3-1 Clearwater on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Little John. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursday is presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Call to the bullpen for Clearwater as we move to the top of the fifth inning. It is the right-hander Iverson Castellano who has come on in support of Gene Cabrera. Face off against 6, 7, and 8 in Daytona's order as time is called in a pitch clock violation against the pitcher. And that is not the way that Castellano wanted to start his night in relief. So before he throws a pitch, the count is 1-0. First pitch to Blake Dunn is outside for ball one. Dunn struck out his first time up. 0-1 here tonight. Castellano, 21 years old from Maracaibo, Venezuela, turned 21 a couple days ago. As Dunn takes a called strike, it's 1-1. International free agent signee back in 2018. Castellano, his second appearance with the Threshers, as this one hit on the ground, backhanded by Simmons at third. Throw to first in time to get the hustling done. One away. Now the third baseman, Braylon Meunier, struck out his first time 0 for 1. Castellano made his Thresher debut on Sunday in Dunedin. Gave up one unearned run. Did not allow a hit in 3 1/3 innings. Did hit a batter, walked one, and struck out three. 42 pitches and 26 strikes in that ball game as Meunier takes up and away. It is 1-0. Final line for the starter, Gene Cabrera, in his FSL debut. Gives up a run on two hits in four innings. The 1-0. And this one fouled off over our heads and out of the stadium, 1-1. Cabrera, no walk, six strikeouts tonight. 53 pitches and 35 strikes will not factor into the decision. A 1-1 to the lefty. And this one line in left field. And there is the first full season base hit in the career of Braylon Meunier. Down in front of the left fielder, Marcus Lee Sang, his first hit of the season. And Daytona has one on, one out for the catcher, Wilfred Astudillo. Lined out sharply to center. His first time up, 0 for 1 tonight. Older brother Williams, a former Clearwater Thresher, coming up through the minor league system. Now playing at an hour north of Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Jacksonville with the Marlins AAA club. So there's the first base hit Castellano has allowed this year. And now the first pitch of the runner going, swung on and missed. The throw down, the tag, and Meunier doesn't even have a chance to slide as he is thrown out on the tag by Lee. Might have been a hit and run there by Daytona. Astudillo did his best to stick his bat out there to make contact. But a caught stealing, 2-6 for the first out in the, rather second out, excuse me, in this fifth inning. So after nobody had been caught stealing in the first two games of the series, both catchers have one tonight. And Astudillo takes inside. It is 1-1. Shadows still creeping in. Still some sunlight out in center and right. A little crevice over by where the first baseman stands as Astudillo gets jammed and hits it in the air. Foul ground, third base side. Simmons adjacent to the coach's box. Makes the catch to end the inning. So Daytona gets a base hit, but a caught stealing forces them to bring the minimum to the plate in the fifth. We head to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Halfway home here on this Thursday night. Clearwater a 3-1 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
So for the first time in his career, Javi Rivera will work into the fifth inning as we play on here on this Thursday, May the 12th. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you here from BayCare Ballpark. Thresher is a 3-1 lead. Anthony Curiano lead off in the first pitch, glances off the glove of Meunier into left field for a base hit. Meunier had a chance to squeeze on that ball, but was hit too hard for him to have a reaction time on it. And Curion on base with his second hit of the night. So the Threshers have the leadoff man on for the first time since the opening inning. And now the second baseman, Jamari Baylor, struck out against Rivera on three pitches in the second. And the first pitch up and in. It is 1-0. Wrapping up that look around the FSL that we started in the bottom of the fourth inning. There's only one other game to tell you about. But if we said we're going to finish it, we're going to finish it. As the righty takes his lead off of first, now the 1-0. And that fastball low. 91 on the gun, 2-0. Bottom of the third in Jupiter. Hammerheads a 3-0 lead on Bradenton. Justin Fall has not allowed a base hit through three. Marauders already into their bullpen. Roddy fires, and Baylor fights it off back behind the plate. It's 2-1. That's your look around the FSL here on this Thursday night. We'll update you what's going on after the ballgame. Tortugas came into play today, six games back in the Eastern Division, the 2-1. And this one fouled off Baylor's legs in the box. And the count is even at 2-2. Triana holding on the runner at first. Rivera's throw over, a little bit low. And Kurion able to get back. Roddy looks over his shoulder. Now the 2-2 to Baylor. And that one sweeps down and away. Nice backhanded stop by Astudillo. Keeps the runner in place. And it's now a full count on the Threshers' second baseman. Reds opening up his series in Pittsburgh tonight. Now the payoff delivery, and that one high ball four. First walk allowed by Rivera tonight. Just the fourth he has permitted all season. And now the Threshers with two on and nobody out. For the DH, Alexis Asuaje. Asuaje, RBI base hit to left his first time up. Was thrown out between first and second to end the inning. After that base hit on the throw home, shows bunt here and pops it in the air over the netting. About seven rows back into those navy blue seats. It is 0-1. The Reds coming off a series win against the Brewers. And Monday's win over Milwaukee, Kyle Farmer snapped an 0-for-34 skid at the plate with a big three-run home run. And that 10-5 win, the 0-1. And that one at the knees, a strike. It is 0-2. It was a skid that matched the longest by a Reds position player dating back over 65 years to 1954. And Bobby Adams had that stretch, the 0-2. That one outside, and Astudillo couldn't find the seams on that ball. Thought about making a throw behind the runner at first. It is 1-2. The Farmer said after the game on Monday it was like getting 200 pounds off his back. I've been working with hitting coaches Alan Zinter and Joel McKeithen to figure things out as Asuaje fouls the ball off behind the plate, but the bat goes flying towards the mound all the way to second base, and Rivera, a smile on his face, giving Asuaje a hard time about it. Tiger comes running in from second base to and Asuaje to the bat. So Javi, a great sense of humor about it. And the count stays at a ball and two strikes on the Thresher DH. A great piece, though, from MLB.com about it wasn't just Zinter and McKeithen that helped Farmer break out of that slump, but it was a family member and a Hall of Famer who helped him out, as well as Rivera throws behind the man at second. And back in standing is Kurion. But it was Sunday's game at home against the Pirates when Farmer's grandmother, Kay Gex, gave him a call after the game as that one waved out and missed strike three. Fastball up and away at 92. Rivera has another strikeout. Big first out in the fifth. Now a ground ball can get Daytona out of the inning. But here's the third baseman, Kendall Simmons. Simmons reached on an error and scored in the first and popped up to short back in the third inning. But during that game at Great American Ballpark, his grandmother watching on, and she heard Barry Larkin talk about his swing. And this one, a bouncing ball to the right side, past the outstretched glove of Triana, and off the glove of Reyes into right field. Kurion had already held at third, expecting one of the two to make a play on that ball. So he stays put at third base with Hendricks' strong arm out in right field. We'll see how that one is scored. Will it be a base hit or an error? Hasn't shown up yet on the scoreboard, and it will be a base hit. A seeing eye chopper for Kendall Simmons to load the bases. So now the bags are full with one out for the speedy center fielder, Yosuar Garcia. Ground ball to third, a pop up to third tonight, 0 for 2. Kurion at third, Baylor at second, Simmons at first. In the first pitch, offering up above the bill of his helmet. And Garcia chased after it anyway, it's 0-1. But after Gex heard Larkin talk about Farmer's swing on the broadcast, contacted him after the game as this one popped in the air. Foul ground behind the plate. Astudillo to the warning track, jumps for it, but it's past the netting about three rows back. And it's 0-2. But Farmer said, she texted him right as he got into the car after the game on Sunday, said, call me back. He said his grandmother watches every game. And Barry said something about my swing. And Kyle gave the Hall of Famer a call. As that one waved at and missed, strike three. Beautiful breaking ball down and away, and Garcia couldn't lay off. And Rivera, another strikeout, two away. Back-to-back K's. And two of the last three batters have K'd. And now the shortstop, Hao-Yu Lee. Lee, RBI double in the first, lined out to short to end the third. Bases loaded, two out, and a 3-1 Clearwater lead. And Lee takes up and away for ball one. Larkin works in the Reds front office, of course. The color commentator, along with the great John Sadak on Bally Sports during the Reds' home games. As that one in the dirt gets away from Astudillo a little bit. They've got the runner way off second base. Now they got a man in a rundown between first and second. Now the runner heads home. Triana throws to the plate. Astudillo's got Kurion between third and home. And finally, the tag applied by Vigneault for the final out of the inning. That all started not so much because of Simmons off of first, but Baylor was about three-quarters of the way to third. Simmons read that, was going to second. And a crazy way for Daytona to escape a bases-loaded jam in the bottom of the fifth inning. Doesn't matter how it happens, as long as you get it done. And Rivera waits for Astudillo on the front step of the dugout to thank his catcher for his efforts on that play. We head to the sixth. Still a 3-1 Clearwater lead here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, May 17th for a matchup with the Dunedin Blue Jays. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night, presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. We get Sandy on May 18th for a Wacky Wednesday and Mustache Appreciation Night. It's also a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 19th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Margaritaville Night of the Year on Friday, May 20th. The first 1,000 fans will get a Hawaiian t-shirt giveaway. There'll be a happy hour at the bars, and players and coaches will don special uniforms that'll be auctioned off throughout the weekend. We pay homage to the brave men and women who serve our country on Saturday, May 21st with Armed Forces Night. Bring your four-legged friend to the Jack as well for another Bark in the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream and Martial Arts Night. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Rainy Reyes to lead off for Daytona. Tortugas have 9-1-2 due up against the arm. Castellano in the sixth, and the first pitch of the inning is fouled back, going 1. 3-1 Clearwater, top of the sixth here on this Thursday night. Reyes, and then back to the top of the order, Steiger and Hendrick, the 0-1. And Reyes pulls his shoulder in, thought it might hit him, but it darts across the inner half. It's 0-2. Reyes ground out to the pitcher his first time on that nice barehanded play by Cabrera. On the first base side, Castellano. And that one at the knees, Reyes frozen for strike three. Nice pitch by Castellano. And he has his first strikeout of the night to start the sixth inning. Now the shortstop, Gus Steiger, 1-for-2 in Daytona's only run scored tonight. But to close out that story about Farmer and how his grandmother hinted at maybe a phone call to Barry Larkin might help out in his slump, as that one high, 1-0. But I thought the quote from Barry was very interesting. Still thinking like a ball player all these years later, up in the booth, is that one outside and low, 2-0. What he told him, or what he told the reporters, he said he asked if I'd been through it before. I told him I'd been through it before. He asked me what I did. I shared some of the things that I did. Asked me what I saw in his swing. I told him. Just reinforcing what he already knows. It wasn't anything that big. There's a strike down and away, 2-1. But what he said that was interesting was it's nothing different than what Zinner and the guys are talking about down in the clubhouse. He's a big league player and obviously knows what he's doing. But sometimes we just need to hear a different voice. As Steiger swings and misses, it's 2-2. And that's so true. Doesn't matter if it's baseball, whatever sport you're playing, or broadcaster, whatever. Sometimes you need that different voice to jar something in your head. As Steiger fouls it up the third baseline. Not that anyone else is doing wrong or incorrect. But sometimes hearing it from somebody else, particularly someone like Larkin, who played that position, that Farmer plays it short, as well as anybody who ever did, as Steiger knew he had a strike three called up at the letters. Curve ball up. And back-to-back strikeouts begin the inning for Castellano. And now Austin Hendrick 0-for-2 with a couple of fly balls. A pop-up to second and a deep drive to left his last time. But he added, this is a sport where we fail so much. We fail more than we're succeeding. It's a humbling sport. It's a frustrating sport. As there's a strike knee high, it's 0-1. It's a confident sport. When you don't have a little bit of success through not failing as much as you're going to, your confidence starts to wane a little bit. And Barry up in the booth, able to help out as Hendrick swings and misses 0-2. But a little assist from Farmer's grandmother, Kay Gex, was the one that gave Kyle the idea to give Barry a call. The 0-2. And he got him swinging. Fastball away at 92. And Castellano strikes out the side in order in the sixth inning. We head to the bottom half of the frame. Daytona still trailing by a pair. We'll see if they make a call to the bullpen. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Call to the bullpen for Daytona as we move to the bottom of the sixth inning. Tanner Cooper on in support of Javi Rivera. And his first pitch to Hau-Yu Lee is high for ball one. Cooper never dawdles. Gets it and rips it old school. And that pitch down and away. It is 2-0. Cooper, 6'2", 217 pounds, 22 years old from Farmington, New York. Now one fouled back. It's 2-1. Reds' 35th round pick in 2019 out of Finger Lakes Community College, in Canandaigua, New York. 2-1. And Lee off the hands, backing out of the stadium. It is 2-2. Cooper making his sixth appearance, third out of the bullpen. 1-1 record, a 3.6 ERA. The 2-2 line drive out to right, back into his left, Hendrick to the warning track, and that one, is it over the fence? Yes, it is, and gone. Banged off that concrete wall beyond the world champion signage. The left of the Wawa billboard and came ricocheting back onto the field of play. Hau-Yu Lee, his second home run of the year, his second RBI of the night, his 19th of the season. And Clearwater takes a 4-1 sixth inning lead. Got out of here in a blink out there to right. Only 89 miles an hour off the bat, 352 feet. Not as soft a home run as you're going to see hit. As Sanchez takes a called strike, it's 0-1, and this one a number back towards the mound. Cooper in front of the hill picks it up and underhand shovels to Triana for the first out. One away. Got out of that ballpark in 4.2 seconds, according to StatCast. Nobody on, one out. Now Marcus Lee sang, and this one clocked deep down the left field line, but a souvenir. It is 0-1. Lee sang, singled, caught stealing his last time up. Righty's 0-1. Off the hands to the left, 0-2. Cooper, 2-0 record, a 188, or rather 1-1 record, a 3.6 ERA. He's looking at the wrong line. The 0-2. Now one up and away. It's a ball and two strikes. 3.6 ERA. 20 hits in 20 innings. Just six walks. 21 strikeouts. The 1-2. A hard ground ball. And Reyes tried playing it to the side. And it gets behind him into right field for a base hit. That one scorched. Off the bat, Elise Sang at just under 104 miles an hour. And the Threshers have one on, one out. For the catcher, Arturo De Freitas. De Freitas struck out, fly ball to right, 0-2. Here so far this evening. Cooper pitching for the first time since Friday. He started the game that Rivera came on in relief. And the first pitch to the Thresher catcher is high for ball one. Cooper gave up a career-high 5 runs on 5 hits in 4 innings. Took the loss in that ball game, the 1-0, that one high. It is 2-0. Walked 2, struck out 3, gave up a couple of home runs in the first 2 innings before settling down. Lee Sang leads off of first. Now this one punched back behind the plate. It is 2-1. Final line for Javi Rivera tonight, a career-high 5 innings. 3 runs, just 1 earned on 6 hits. One walk, five strikeouts, 75 pitches, and 50 strikes. Runner goes, the 2-1. That one outside, throw down by Astudillo Lee. That one stolen by Lee Sang on the pitcher. Got a great break from first. And the count 3-1, Lee Sang. With his sixth stolen base of the season. Rushers came into play today with a league-best 66 stolen bags. As time called. Man, it's second, one out, a run already in for Clearwater. They have a 4-1 lead in the sixth. Roddy fires, and that one's high, ball four. So DeFreitas on with a walk. And now two on and one out for the first baseman, Anthony Kurion. Kurion doubled and scored in the second. Singled, was stranded at third in the fifth inning. He was the one picked off to end that wild frame. Middle infield at double play depth. Cooper comes home. And there's a slider low. And it is 1-0. Take a look around the Reds affiliates here on this Thursday night. 1-0 pitch. Below the knees again, 2-0. Reds, as we said, in Pittsburgh tonight, taking on the Pirates. Top half of the fifth inning. Out at PNC Park, Reds a 2-0 lead. 2-0. And Kurion fouls it behind home plate. And out of the stadium towards the parking lot, 2-1. Tyler Stevenson, a solo home run, is fourth. He's driven in both of the Reds' runs tonight. Brought home Mike Moustakas on a single in the second inning. Daytona alum, the 2-1, fouled off the leg of the catcher, Astudillo. Going to have quite a few bruises on his lower body tonight. With all the foul balls, it's 2-2. T.J. Friedel, the other Daytona alumni in the starting lineup tonight. Connor Overton, getting the start for the Reds, has thrown four two-hit shutout innings tonight. Former Daytona Cub Dan Vogelback in the Pittsburgh lineup. 2-2. This one served in the air to left. Over to his left is Dunn. Falling forward, he'll make the catch. Tagging from third is Lee Sang. The throw cut off by Steiger to hold DeFreitas at first. So, two away, men at the corners for the second baseman, Jamari Baylor. Baylor has struck out and walked tonight 0-1. So the Reds a 2-0 lead. Triple-A Louisville in the top of the fifth at home as they appeal down to second base trying to see if Lee Sang left early. Well, they say he did not. Astudillo calls time, relays signs to the infielders. Louisville trailing Toledo 5-3. That game in the top of the fifth inning against the Tigers affiliate. Cooper's first pitch to Baylor. Up above the hands, 1-0. Jake Bauer is a three-run homer. His second of the year for Louisville. Lorenzo Cedrola, Aristides Aquino, Mark Colesvary, the Daytona alumni in the lineup. As this one hit in the air, curling down the right field line. Hendrick over to give a look. Well, this one will land out beyond the right field foul seats. It is 1-1. Zach Gottlieb, former Daytona Cub, made the start. Handed off to former Daytona Tortuga Nick Howard as they trail in that game. Lee Sang at third, DeFreitas at first. One run in on the home run. 1-1. And Cooper takes outside. It is 2-1. Double-A Chattanooga at home tonight against the Mississippi Braves. That game scoreless in the top of the third. The 2-1 from Tanner. And this one again lifted down the right field line. And Hendrick once more a courtesy look. And onto the concourse and foul ground, 2-2. Carson Spires Tortuga alum getting the start for the Lookouts tonight. Matt McLean has Lookouts' lone base hit on a double. As they play on there. 2-2 pitch. This one ripped into right field. Hendrick over to his right. And then slams on the brakes. Underhand flips to a youngster with a glove out on the berm. And the side retired. In the second inning, Baylor hit it hard. But right at Hendrick. Four Clearwater, one run on the home run. Two hits. And two men left at the end of six. 4-1 Threshers on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you. With the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Jay Allen, the second to lead off for Daytona. Clearwater, a 4-1 lead here in the top of the seventh inning. By the way, that home run by Hau-Yu Lee, did check StatCast. That is the softest home run hit in the league this year, registered by StatCast, as Jay Allen takes a strike on the outside corner. It is 0-1, Allen. Struck out, was retired, trying to bunt himself aboard his last time. That one fouled behind the plate. It is 0-2. Allen, O'Gwynn, Triana. 3-4-5 due up against Castellano in the seventh. Righty against righty, the pitch, and Allen takes up and in. Able to get out of the way. It's 1-2. Continuing our look around the Reds affiliates tonight. Only one other game to tell you about. IA Dayton playing in Lansing tonight. Lugnuts, the A's affiliate, as Allen another foul ball to the screen. Lansing a 2-0 lead over Dayton. They play in the bottom of the third. Tortuga alum Thomas Farr getting the start tonight for the Dragons. 1-2 pitch. Allen reaches for one. Fly ball right center field coming on Garcia. Over and to his right, the right fielder Sanchez. And he'll make the running grab for the first out of the seventh inning. Leadoff man retired again by Clearwater pitching. Haven't allowed the leadoff man to reach since the fourth. The only time they allowed the leadoff man to get on base tonight. And now it's Jamal O'Gwynn. RBI double to left his last time up, 1-2. First pitch of the at-bat. And O'Gwynn takes up and in. It is 1-0. Jose Torres, Eli De La Cruz, Alex McGarry, Alan Cerda, Garrett Wolforth. All Daytona alumni in the Dragons lineup tonight. 1-0. Fouled over to the right. Out of the stadium, it's 1-1. Tortugas in the road grays tonight. Clearwater in the alternate reds. 1-1. And there's a breaking ball strike on the outside corner. Curveball, 1-2. Sun hidden behind the clouds as we near the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Right on the nose, 8 o'clock now in the east. As O'Gwynn, a foul ball. Stays at 1-2. Justin Rock with you here high atop BayCare Ballpark. Pressure is a 4-1 lead. Two in the first for them, one in the second, one more in the sixth. Daytona's lone run on the O'Gwynn double in the fourth. The 1-2. Now on down. Good eye by Jamal. It's two balls and two strikes. Empty colored cleats. A little neon green, a little pink on them. The 2-2. And O'Gwynn takes low. Freitas framed it well, but doesn't apply quite so much with the ABS system. It's a full count. Righty at the letters. Now the payoff pitch, and O'Gwynn drives one in the air to left. Got underneath it a little. Coming in on it is Lee Seng. And he'll make the catch over his shoulder for the second out. Two down now in the seventh. Now the first baseman, Michelle Triana, 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts tonight. Our series here continues tomorrow. Another 6:30 first pitch will be 6:30 tomorrow and Saturday. And then 12 noon to close out the series on Sunday. As Triana takes up and away, it is 1-0. Jose Franco will get the ball for Daytona tomorrow. Jordy Martinez, another returnee for Clearwater. Southpaw will get the ball for them. 1-0 pitch, and Triana fouls it off his front leg. Walk it off towards the righty batter's box. It's 1-1. Blake Dunn, the left fielder, waiting on deck. Lights having more of an effect as we're past the top of the 8 o'clock hour. The 1-1. And Triana couldn't wait back quite enough on the off-speed delivery. And it's now 1-2. Threshers will have 9-1-2 due up in the bottom of the inning. 1-2 offering, and Triana takes off the outer half. It is 2-2. Castellano been efficient. This just his 38th pitch in his third inning of relief. The 2-2. Got him swinging. Took something off at 81 down. And Triana down on strikes. Fourth strikeout tonight for Castellano. Time to get up and stretch here at BayCare Ballpark. Threshers 4, Tortugas 1. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Bottom of the seventh at BayCare Ballpark. Clearwater a 4-1 lead. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines is a family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. Reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T, buslines.com. Alexis Aswaye takes a called strike to start the inning. And the second pitch fouled back into the upper level. It is 0-2. Aswaye Simmons, Garcia. 9-1 and 2 due up in the inning. As this one tomahawked in the air to left. Out is Steiger, in is Dunn calling for it. And he'll make the catch for the first out of the seventh inning. Leadoff man retired by Cooper. And back to the top of the order in Kendall Simmons. Single to right in the fifth inning. Stranded aboard. Take a look around the major leagues in this seventh inning. Abbreviated schedule on a getaway day Thursday. Most of the games have already gone final the first pitch. And that fastball, chest high, strike going one. Mets beat the Nationals earlier today in D.C. 4-1. And Simmons takes the breaking ball away. Peel down to first, did not go, says Watkowski. It's 1-1. Mark Canha, a solo home run, his second of the year. Juan Soto, a solo blast, his eighth for the Nationals. The 1-1. Simmons swings through a high pitch, 80 on the zone. It is 1-2. Taiwan Walker, his first win of the year. Simmons back in the box now, the 1-2. And this one punched off the mesh netting. It'll remain a ball and two strikes. A's beat the Tigers out in Detroit 5-3. Seth Brown, a two-run homer, is third as Simmons goes fishing and comes up with just the lure. Slider down and away at 79. And Cooper has the strikeout, two away in the seventh inning. First strikeout tonight for Coop. Yoswar Garcia stepping in 0-3 has struck out tonight. That was his last time as he takes outside and low for ball one. A.J. Puck got the win. Michael Fulmer the loss. As there is a breaking ball strike. It is 1-1. Astros bludgeon the Twins 11-3 as that one off the outside corner 2-1. Jose Altuve and Kyle Tucker, each with their fifth home run of the year, the 2-1. This one hit hard on the ground and through the legs of Meunier and into left field. Garcia rounds first. He's heading to second. The throw in by Dunn offline. And Garcia dives in there head first. And you see how they rule that one. That one was hit hard by Garcia. Meunier did not get his glove down quick enough on the 99-mile-an-hour ground ball. And they will give Meunier an error on that play. Second error tonight for Daytona defensively. And now a man in scoring position and two out for Haoyu Lee. Homer to right off Cooper to lead off last inning. Lee 2-for-3 tonight with an RBI double as well. Hunter dances off second. Garcia has to get back. The throw there by Cooper after stepping off is late. Garcia almost got a little bit too confident out there off of second base. Ronnie offers, and this one hit in the air to center. Back goes Allen and to his left. Gliding there in front of the warning track. Makes the catch, and he'll overhand it over to a young fan on the berm. To retire the side. Threshers get one base runner on a two-out error, but he is stranded aboard. To the eighth inning we go. Business end of this ballgame. Clearwater a 4-1 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in, we're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
New arm in the game for Clearwater as we move to the top of the eighth inning. Blake Dunn fouls off the first pitch, and the count is 0-1. New arm in the game is the right-hander Tommy McCollum. Righty's 0-1. On the outside corner, a called strike, and the count 0-2. Dunn, Meunier, and Astudillo. The 3-2 up in this eighth inning. Daytona trailing by 3, 4-1 in the 0-2. And Dunn fists one in the air, shallow right, out is Baylor, on is Sanchez. And he'll make the scoop and grab down by his waist for the first out of the eighth inning. One up, one down for Braylon Meunier. Single to left his last time up, his first hit of the season, 1-for-2. McCollum, 6'5", 255 pounds. Turned 23 next month from Clemens, North Carolina. As he swings through that down in the zone, it's 0-1. McCollum making his ninth appearance, no record. A 2.53 ERA, the 0-1. And Meunier late on the heat, it's 0-2, 96. McCollum 3-for-3 in save tries, just three hits allowed. In 10 and two-thirds innings, 9 walks, 18 strikeouts. An 0.88 opponent average as that one off the outside corner. It is 1-2. McCollum finished the season in Clearwater last year. Last pitched on Sunday in Dunedin, gave up a run on a hit in an inning. 1-2. A little bit below the knees. Good eye by the 18-year-old, 2-2. One run allowed on the home run. In that last outing for McCollum, a walk and a strikeout. Out of Wingate College in North Carolina, the 2-2, and this one popped up back behind the plate towards our direction. And onto the roof, it remains 2-2. Final line for the right-hander, Iverson Castellano. Three innings, no runs, a hit, no walks, four strikeouts. The 2-2 got him swinging. Offers away at 95. And McCollum with his first strikeout tonight. Two away in the eighth for Wilfred Astudillo. Astudillo lined out to center, is fouled out to third tonight. Castellano, 38 pitches, 27 strikes. Likely to be in line for the win with the starter not going the requisite five. First pitch to Wilfred, a little number up the first baseline off the hands. Picked up by McCollum, and he'll take it to the bag himself to retire the side. So McCollum comes on in relief and retires Daytona in order. On 10 pitches to the bottom of the eighth, Tanner Cooper back to work. Thresher still in front, 4-1 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Tanner Cooper, first pitch outside to Yadiel Sanchez. Sanchez, Lee Sang, DeFreitas, the 3-2 up as that one skied back and out of play. And the count 1-1. About a quarter past eight here in the East. Thresher is a 4-1 lead. Game three of this six-game series. The 1-1 from Coop is low. It is 2-1. Sanchez 0-for-3, a strikeout and a couple of ground balls tonight. 2-1 from Tanner. Off the outside corner, it is 3-1. Wrapping up our look around the Major League Baseball scoreboard tonight. As this one on the ground to second. Knocked down by Reyes off the heel of his glove. Picks it up and makes a strong throw on to Triana for the out. Nicely done by Rainey to stay with that play and not panic. Gets the out. And now Marcus Lee Sang. Couple singles to right his last two times up. Stolen a base and grounded out to second. He's pulled the ball to the right side all three times. And he takes inside for ball one. Mentioned the Astros, an 11-3 winner over the Twins today as Lee Sang laid on that fastball at 91. It is 1-1. Orioles. Took 2-3 from the Cardinals in St. Louis. They beat him today 3-2. As Lee Sang laid on the heat again, it's 1-2. Jorge Mateo, Anthony Bemboom home runs for the Orioles. They're second and first respectively as that one fouled off the mitt of Astudillo. He's shaken up again. It remains at a ball and two strikes. Dylan Carlson, a solo home run, is second for St. Louis. Righty lifts his leg, now offers, and Lee Sang grabs just enough to stay alive. A little tapper behind the plate, and that one grabbed a piece of Astudillo as well. Gonna need a lengthy ice bath after this one. One, two pitch. This one reached for on the ground up the middle. Steiger behind the second base bag. And the quick transfer and throw gets him for the second out. Two up, two down in this eighth inning. And now the catcher, Arturo DeFreitas. Walked his last time. Has also struck out and fly to right. Astros actually played a doubleheader today against the Twins. They won the first one 11-3. Won the nightcap 5-0. Is that one in the dirt. Slider 1-0. Yordan Alvarez homered twice, his ninth and tenth of the year. Luis Garcia the win, Josh Winder the loss. Is that one inside? 2-0. First baseman Anthony Kurion waiting on deck. Long black sleeves out that gray jersey top for Tanner. And totally fools DeFreitas on the 2-0. Tried to stop his swing but could not. It is 2-1. Reds a 2-1 lead on the Pirates. Top of the seventh, Connor Overton still chucking for the Redlegs. As that one fouled away. It is 2-2. Everything else in the majors in progress, about to get underway. The 2-2. Struck him out swinging. Away at 82. Registered as a fastball. Must have been the changeup. But DeFreitas down on strikes. And Cooper has a 1-2-3 inning. His first of the ninth. To the ninth inning we go. 9-1 and 2 due up for Daytona. They need 3 to tie and 4 to take the lead. 4-1 Threshers on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Top of the ninth inning. Tortugas trailing Clearwater 4-1. Tommy McCullum back to work to try and close it out. Daytona will have Reyes, Steiger, and Hendrick. 9-1 and 2 due up in the inning. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, win or lose, we'll have the recap report. Look back at this game, scores from out of town, and a look ahead to game 4 in this series tomorrow. Rainey Reyes to lead off 0-2 as grounded out to the pitcher and struck out looking. And he takes a called strike. It is 0-1. Daytona a run on 3 hits, 2 errors, 1 left tonight. Clearwater 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They have left 5. The 0-1. And Reyes in the air to right field, coming on towards the line to his left, Sanchez. And he'll make the catch for the first out of the ninth inning. Back to the top of the order, and Gus Steiger, 1-for-3, a single, a run scored, and a couple of strikeouts tonight. Only scores we haven't told you about in the majors, Rangers hosting the Royals. They're in the bottom of the first, no score, Taylor Hearn going up against Jonathan Heasley. McCullum from the first base side of the slab, first pitch on the inside corner. Fastball. It is 0-1. Yankees in the south side of Chicago taking on the White Sox. They have a 2-0 lead on a Giancarlo Stanton home run as Steiger brushed back up and in. It is 1-1. Luis Gil against Dylan Cease. And the Dodgers will host the Phillies tonight. 10 after 10 out on the West Coast in Chavez Ravine. 1-1. That pitch low as well. 2-1 will be Tyler Anderson. For the Phillies, or rather for the Dodgers, Zach Wheeler. For the Phillies. Here's the 2-1. And Steiger takes high for ball 3. Will be Jose Franco against Jordy Martinez tomorrow. And then a battle of first-round picks on Saturday. Andrew Painter for the Threshers and Chase Petty for the Tortugas. 3-1. That one's low, ball 4. And Steiger's on to start a rally with one out in the ninth inning. Second time Gus has reached base tonight. And now the right fielder, Austin Hendrick. Hendrick 0-for-3. Pop up to second, a fly out to deep left. And a strikeout so far tonight. Third baseman Simmons off the line. And the first pitch to Hendrick, thought about it, lays off. Did he go on appeal? No, he did not. Says Watkowski, it is 1-0. Jay Allen, the second, the center fielder waiting on deck. Pressure still in front by three. 1-0. And that one hits him. Came up and hit him on the front right arm. May have hit him up near the elbow. He's shaking it out. Josh Hobson, the trainer. Cookie Dawkins celebrating a birthday today, out to check on the former first-round pick. As now Daytona will bring the tying run to the plate in the form of Jay Allen II. Vic Diaz, the Clearwater pitching coach, out of the third base dugout to have a conversation with the right-hander, who has walked and hit the last two batters. Hobson, Dawkins, first base coach Jeffrey Sierra, all huddled around Hendrick at first base as they look at his right arm. So whatever Austin said, or however they looked at him, all is well, and he will stay in the ballgame. Dawkins and Hobson back to the first base dugout. Allen 0 for 2 tonight. Well, the strikeout does have a sacrifice bunt officially. First pitch from McCollum, down and in for ball one. Allen, 2 for 5 in this series, coming into play today, hitting .318 with runners in scoring position. Roddy lifts his leg, offers, and Allen takes a strike chest high, just barely clipping the top of the zone. It's 1-1. And his eighth multi-hit game of the season to lead the team last night. Trying to keep the rally going here, the 1-1. And Allen fooled on the breaking ball. And the count, 1-2. He did say he offered at it. Slider that time from McCollum. Runners take their leads. The 1-2 pitch, and Allen a ground ball through the right side, a base hit. Steiger rounds third, heading to the plate. Sanchez a strong throw, home offline, not in time. On to third on the play is Hendrick. RBI base hit for Jay Allen II. He continues his big hitting in clutch situations. And Daytona has the tying runs on, and the go-ahead run coming to the plate in the form of Jamal O'Quinn. 14th RBI for Jay Allen II. Another piece of good two-strike hitting. Stung that one on the ground through the vacated hole on the right side. And now Hendrick is at third. Allen is at first with a tying run. And Jamal O'Quinn, who has an RBI double to his name tonight, coming up. Right-handed hitter with an open stance. Runner goes, pitches high, the throw down to second base. The tag, he's out! The Freitas picked a perfect time to make an excellent throw right down to second base, and Allen gunned out with a tying run at second, and Daytona now down to their final out. I don't know if McCollum was trying to throw that pitch as high as he did, but it certainly didn't hurt the catcher DeFreitas on his throw down. Just the fourth time he's been caught this season. And now the 1-0 to O'Quinn is low, 2-0. Michelle Triana hoping for a chance on deck. At the belt, the 2-0 pitch. And O'Quinn takes high. It is 3-0. A walk, a hit, batter, a single. A caught stealing and a fly ball. That's how Daytona has constructed this inning. As O'Quinn takes low, ball 4. And once again, the tying runs are aboard. Third free pass given up by McCollum in the inning. And Marty Malloy will come out of the third base dugout, and he's going to make a call to the bullpen. Second mound visit in the inning for the Threshers. And so McCollum will get the hook, and it'll be a new arm in relief to face Michelle Triana. Tortugas have a run in on the Jay Allen base hit. Go-ahead run coming to the plate. Clearwater 4, Daytona 2. We'll get you the names and numbers on the new arm when we come back. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Call to the bullpen for the Threshers. Bring in the right-hander Connor Ash. They face Michelle Triano with runners at the corners and two out in the ninth inning. A run already in. Ash, 5'11", 191 pounds. 23 years old from Grand Block, Michigan. Triana hitless tonight. 0 for 3. Trying to come through and keep this game going. And the first pitch from Ash. A called strike at 92. It's 0-1. Ash entering play today, making his fourth appearance. No record. A spotless ERA. 1-for-1 in save tries. The 0-1. And Triana takes off the outside corner, 1-1. Three innings of work, two hits, one unearned run for Ash. A walk in five Ks, a 182 opponent average. Hendrick is at third, O'Gwynn at first. The 1-1. And Triana chases down below the knees, and the Tortugas down to their final strike. Ash made six appearances with Clearwater last year. Gave up an unearned run in an inning on Sunday against the Blue Jays. Righty from the middle of the slab. Lifts now comes home, and that breaking ball slips high. Triana lays off. It's 2-2. Blake Dunn, the left fielder, hoping for an opportunity in the on-deck circle. Righty sets. The 2-2, breaking ball drops in there for a called strike three, and that'll do it. Connor Ash comes out of the bullpen and strikes out Triana for the final out. And Clearwater has taken back-to-back games. They now lead the series 2-1 as they win it tonight by a final of 4-2. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have the recap report for you. Threshers win it 4-2. Back with some final thoughts after these messages on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, May 17th for a matchup with the Dunedin Blue Jays. It all starts with a Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. There'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. We get Zany on May 18th for a Wacky Wednesday and Mustache Appreciation Night. It's also a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 19th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Margaritaville night of the year on Friday, May 20th. The first 1,000 fans will get a Hawaiian t-shirt giveaway. There'll be a happy hour at the bars, and players and coaches will don special uniforms that'll be auctioned off throughout the weekend. We pay homage to the brave men and women who serve our country on Saturday, May 21st with Armed Forces Night. Bring your four-legged friend the Jack as well for another Bark in the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream and Martial Arts Night. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Back here on the Recap Report, Justin Rock with you here. Kids running the bases here on this Thursday night in Clearwater. Thresher is taking game three of this series by a 4-2 final. Daytona with the loss, dropping to 13-17. Clearwater with the win, improving to 15-12. Let's take you through the game that was here tonight. Daytona and Clearwater was Javi Rivera against Gene Cabrera to start. And the Threshers started hot tonight. Kendall Simmons in the bottom of the first inning reached on a throwing error by the shortstop Steiger to lead off the game. And then after Yosuar Garcia popped up to third, Haoyu Lee ripped a double over the leaping glove of the third baseman Meniere and into the left field corner. Kendall Simmons came around to score from first. Lee ended up at third on the throw with his double. And Clearwater had a 1-0 lead. Yadiel Sanchez then had an RBI ground out to first to make it a 2-0 game. Threshers would add to the lead in the second inning with one out. Anthony Kurion doubled off the left field wall. And following a strikeout of Jamari Baylor, as Alexis Azuaje lined a base hit in the left field for a single. Kurion came home to score. Azuaje was thrown out on the base paths between first and second, and the Threshers had a 3-0 advantage. Daytona broke up the shutout in the top of the fourth. Gus Steiger led off the inning with an infield single after Austin Hendrick flied out to left. Jay Allen tried to bunt himself aboard, but a nice barehanded play by Cabrera threw him out at first base. Steiger advanced to second on the sacrifice, and then Jamal O'Gwin doubled into left field. Steiger scored, made it a 4-1 game. Triana would strike out to end the inning. Threshers added another run in the sixth, leading off against Tanner Cooper. Haoyu Lee hit a line drive that clanged off the concrete wall beyond the right field berm and back onto the field of play. His second home run of the year gave Clearwater a 4-1 cushion in the ninth. Daytona would add a run and bring the go-ahead run to the plate with one out. Gus Steiger walked. Austin Hendrick was hit by a pitch, and then Jay Allen singled through the right side. Steiger scored. Hendrick went to third, made it 4-2. But with Jamal O'Gwin at the plate, Jay Allen was caught stealing second base. O'Gwin walked on four pitches. Out came the manager, Marty Malloy. As Tommy McCullum was removed, Connor Ash came in. And on a 2-2 pitch, Michelle Triana struck out looking. And the Threshers win it tonight by a final of 4-2. Winning pitcher is Iverson Castellano. His first of the year, three innings, no runs, a hit, no walks, four Ks. Javi Rivera, the loss, he drops to 1-2. Three runs, one earned on six hits in five innings, a career high. One walk and five Ks. Save to Connor Ash. He struck out the only batter he faced. His second save of the year. Final line scores tonight. Daytona, two runs, four hits, two errors. They left three. Clearwater, four runs, eight hits. No errors. They left five. Final time of the game tonight. A season low, 2 hours and 2 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,467. As for the FSL scoreboard here tonight, take a look at what's happening across the league. Fort Myers and Palm Beach rained out. They'll make it up with a doubleheader tomorrow. It has gone final in St. Lucie. Mets a winner over Lakeland, 3-2. Bottom of the eighth in Dunedin, the Blue Jays a 5-1 lead on Tampa. And bottom eight in Jupiter, the Hammerheads a 5-0 advantage on the Marauders. As for the Reds affiliate scoreboard, Reds in Pittsburgh tonight, bottom of the seventh inning. Reds a 2-0 lead. Tyler Stevenson, an RBI single and a solo home run. AAA Louisville, top of the eighth inning at home against the Toledo Mudhens. Tigers affiliate, they trail 6-4. Double A Chattanooga, top of the sixth inning. They lead the Mississippi Braves, the reigning Southern League champions, 2-0. And bottom six in Lansing, the Dayton Dragons. High A ball leading the A's affiliate 3-2. Ellie De La Cruz, a solo homer, his fourth. And Alex McGarry, a solo home run. He's in double figures with 10. As for the Major League Baseball scoreboard tonight, Mets beat the Nationals earlier today 4-1. A's over the Tigers 5-3. Astros sweep a doubleheader from the Twins 11-3 and 5-0. Orioles beat the Cardinals 3-2. Bottom second in Arlington, Rangers a 1-0 lead on the Royals. Taylor Hearn against Jonathan Heasley. Yankees a 2-0 lead on the White Sox. Bottom two, Luis Gil against Dylan Cease. And at 10:10 p.m. tonight, the Dodgers will host the Phillies. Tyler Anderson against Zach Wheeler. Our series continues tomorrow. On Friday night, it'll be Jose Franco for Daytona, 0-1, a 4.64 ERA. The left-hander Jordy Martinez will get the ball for the Threshers. No record, a 1.5 ERA. Our coverage will begin a quarter past six in the East. First pitch scheduled for 6:30. So be sure to stay locked and loaded to the Tortugas Radio Network for all your coverage of Daytona baseball tomorrow night. That'll do it for us here on this Thursday evening. Threshers take their second straight in this set by a final of 4-2 for our quartet of owners, Reed Smith, Bob Frigol, Rick French, and Kyle McEwen. Our general manager, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters back at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater. The Threshers take it tonight by a 4-2 final score. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow evening, but until then, enjoy the rest of your Thursday night, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.